This article will be studied during the week of June 3rd through 9th. Receive full benefit from reading the Bible. Theme text: I really delight in the law of God. Romans 7:22. Listen for these points. How will reading in an undertone benefit you? How can you build a reserve of scriptural points that you can use to help others? Careful reading of the Bible gives you what protection? Paragraphs 1 through 3, question. What benefits are gained from reading the Bible and applying its teachings? I thank Jehovah every morning for helping me to understand the Bible. The elderly Christian sister who made that statement has read the entire Bible over 40 times, and she is not stopping. A younger sister wrote that Bible reading has helped her to see that Jehovah is real. As a result, she has drawn closer to her Heavenly Father. She stated, I have never been happier in my life. The Apostle Peter encouraged all to form a longing for the unadulterated milk belonging to the Word. 1 Peter 2:2. Those who satisfy that longing through Bible study and who apply Bible teachings have a clean conscience and a purpose in living. They develop enduring friendships with others who also love and serve the true God. All of these are valid reasons to delight in the law of God. Romans 7:22. But there are even more benefits. What are some of them? The more you learn about Jehovah and His Son, the more your love for them and your fellow humans will grow. Having accurate scriptural knowledge helps you to see how God will soon save obedient mankind from this dying system. You have a positive message of good news to share with people in your ministry. Jehovah will bless you as you teach others the things that you have learned from reading God's Word. Read and reflect. Paragraph 4, question. What does it mean to read the Bible in an undertone? Jehovah does not want His servants to rush through a reading of His Word. He told Joshua of ancient times, This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, and you must in an undertone read in it day and night. Joshua 1:8. Does this instruction require that you literally utter in a low voice all the words you read from Genesis to Revelation? No. It means that you should read at a pace that allows for meditation. When you read the Bible in an undertone, it will help you to fix attention on portions that are especially useful and encouraging to you at that moment. On finding such phrases, verses, or accounts, read them slowly, perhaps forming the words with the tongue and lips. The full weight of a scriptural point may strike you in a deeply personal way. Why is this important? Because getting the sense of God's counsel gives you strong motivation to put it into practice. Paragraphs 5 through 7 illustrate how reading God's Word in an undertone might help you to A. remain morally clean, B. treat others with patience and kindness, and C. build trust in Jehovah even during difficult times. Reading in an undertone is helpful when you consider Bible books that are unfamiliar to you. To illustrate, imagine three scenarios. First, think of a young Christian brother whose personal reading program has taken him to the prophecy of Hosea. In chapter 4, he pauses after reading verses 11 to 13 in an undertone. Hosea 4:11 through 13 reads, Fornication and wine and sweet wine are what take away good motive. Of their wooden idol my own people keep inquiring, and their own hand staff keeps telling them, because the very spirit of fornication has caused them to wander off, and by fornication they go out from under their God. On the tops of the mountains they sacrifice, and on the hills they make sacrificial smoke, under massive tree and storax tree and big tree, because its shade is good. That is why your daughters commit fornication and your own daughters-in-law commit adultery. Why? Those verses catch his attention because he has been struggling to resist immoral pressures in school. He reflects on the verses and thinks, Jehovah sees the bad things people do even in private. I do not want to offend him. The brother resolves to remain morally clean before God. In a second scenario, a Christian sister is reading Joel's prophecy and comes to chapter 2, verse 13. Joel 2:13 reads, And rip apart your hearts and not your garments, and come back to Jehovah your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and he will certainly feel regret on account of the calamity. As she reads that verse in an undertone, she reflects on how she should imitate Jehovah, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness. She decides to try to eliminate the sarcasm and angry words that she sometimes uses when she speaks to her husband and others. Third, imagine a Christian father who has lost his job and worries about the well-being of his wife and children. At Nahum 1:7, he reads in an undertone that Jehovah is cognizant of those seeking refuge in him and protects them like a stronghold in the day of distress. That thought consoles him. He senses Jehovah's loving care and stops worrying over much. Then he reads verse 15 in an undertone. Nahum 1:15 reads, Look, upon the mountains the feet of one bringing good news, one publishing peace. O Judah, celebrate your festivals, pay your vows, because no more will any good-for-nothing person pass again through you. In his entirety he will certainly be cut off. Our brother sees that by preaching the good news in difficult times, he demonstrates that he, indeed, views Jehovah as his stronghold. While the brother keeps on looking for secular work, he is now also moved to support midweek field service activity. Paragraph 8. Briefly share a spiritual gem that you discovered in your Bible reading. The beneficial points just mentioned are from Bible books that some may consider difficult to understand. As you examine the books of Hosea, Joel, and Nahum with a desire to learn, you will want to read other verses from them in an undertone. Imagine how much wisdom and comfort await you in the writings of those prophets. And what about the rest of the Bible? God's Word is like a productive diamond mine. Work that mine well. Yes, read the whole Bible with the goal of finding gems of divine guidance and reassurance. Strive for understanding. Paragraph 9, question. How can we increase our understanding of God's will? While it is important that you daily read a portion of the Bible, you also want to gain understanding and insight. Therefore, make good use of the publications of Jehovah's organization to research the background of people, places, and events you read about. Or if you wonder how a certain Bible teaching might affect your life, you could ask a congregation elder or another mature Christian for help. To illustrate the importance of increasing our understanding, let us consider the example of one first-century Christian who strove to do just that. His name was Apollos. Paragraphs 10 and 11, question A. How was Apollos helped to improve as a minister of the good news? Question B. What can we learn from the account of Apollos? Apollos was a Jewish Christian who was well-versed in the Scriptures and aglow with the Spirit. The book of Acts relates about him. He went speaking and teaching with correctness the things about Jesus, but being acquainted with only the baptism of John. Without realizing it, Apollos had been teaching an out-of-date understanding of baptism. After hearing him teach in Ephesus, a Christian couple named Priscilla and Aquila explained the way of God more correctly to him. Acts 18, 24-26. How did this benefit Apollos? After preaching in Ephesus, Apollos went to Achaia. When he got there, he greatly helped those who had believed on account of God's undeserved kindness, for with intensity he thoroughly proved the Jews to be wrong publicly, while he demonstrated by the Scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. Acts 18:27 and 28. By that time, Apollos could correctly explain the meaning of Christian baptism. With his increased understanding, he greatly helped new ones to make progress in true worship. What can we learn from this account? Like Apollos, we strive to understand what we read in the Bible. However, when an experienced fellow believer suggests how we can teach more effectively, we want to accept that help with humility and gratitude. If we do so, the quality of our sacred service will improve. The following is supplementary information. Is your teaching up to date? We want to stay up to date with the understanding of Bible truth so that we can share accurate knowledge with others. With that in mind, how would you answer the following questions? Whom did Jesus have in mind when he spoke of this generation, mentioned at Matthew 24:34? The Watchtower, April 15, 2010 issue, pages 10 and 11. When does the separating of the sheep from the goats described at Matthew 25:32 take place? The Watchtower, October 15, 1995 issue, pages 21 through 23. As stated at Luke 21:26, when will men become faint out of fear and expectation of the things coming upon the inhabited earth? The Watchtower, February 15, 1994 issue, pages 19 and 20. By augmenting daily Bible reading with careful personal study, we will be able to help others walk in the ever-increasing light that Jehovah sheds on His written word. Returning to the article, use what you learn to help others. Paragraphs 12 and 13 illustrate how a tactful use of the scriptures may help Bible students to make progress. Like Priscilla, Aquila, and Apollos, we can be a blessing to others. When your encouragement helps an interested person overcome an obstacle to his spiritual progress, how do you feel? Or as an elder, how do you feel when a fellow worshiper thanks you for scriptural counsel that helped him or her through a difficult time? No doubt, using God's word to help others to improve their lives is a source of satisfaction and joy. Notice how you might accomplish that goal. The footnote reads, "Of course, we do not use Bible counsel to pressure or condemn others. We should be as patient and kind with a Bible student as Jehovah is with us." End of footnote. Regarding true worship and false, many Israelites in Elijah's day were sitting on the fence. Elijah's counsel to those people could help an indecisive Bible student who was holding back from making spiritual progress. 1 Kings 18:21 reads, "Then Elijah approached all the people and said, 'How long will you be limping upon two different opinions? If Jehovah is the true God, go following him. But if Baal is, go following him.' And the people did not say a word in answer to him." Consider another situation. If an interested person fears the reaction of friends or family, you might strengthen his or her resolve to worship Jehovah by reasoning on Isaiah 51:12-13, which reads, I myself am the one that is comforting you people. Who are you that you should be afraid of a mortal man that will die, and of a son of mankind that will be rendered as mere green grass? And that you should forget Jehovah your Maker, the one stretching out the heavens and laying the foundation of the earth, so that you are in dread constantly the whole day long on account of the rage of the one hemming you in, as though he was all set to bring you to ruin? And where is the rage of the one hemming you in?" Paragraph 14, question. What will help you to recall Bible passages when you need them to help others? Clearly, the Bible contains many words that can encourage, correct, or strengthen its readers. But you may ask, how can I have scriptures at the ready when I need them? Read the Bible and meditate on God's thoughts daily. In that way, you will build a reserve of divine expressions that Jehovah's Spirit can help you recall when you need them. The footnote reads, "What if you remember the key words of a passage, but not the book, chapter, and verse?" By looking up those words in the index at the back of the Bible, in the Watchtower Library, or in the Concordance of the New World Translation, you will likely find the scripture. End of footnote. John 14:26 reads, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one will teach you all things and bring back to your minds all the things I told you. Paragraph 15. Question. What will help you to understand God's Word more fully? Like King Solomon, pray to Jehovah for wisdom in carrying out theocratic responsibilities. As did the prophets of old, make a diligent inquiry and a careful search of God's Word for accurate knowledge of Jehovah and His will. 1 Peter 1, 10-12. The Apostle Paul encouraged Timothy to nourish himself with the words of the faith and of the fine teaching. 1 Timothy 4:6. By your doing so, you will be in an excellent position to help others spiritually. At the same time, you will build up your own faith. Sure protection based on God's Word. Paragraph 16, Question A. How did carefully examining the Scriptures daily benefit the Bereans? Question B. Why is daily Bible reading so important to us today? Jews in the Macedonian city of Berea had the custom of carefully examining the Scriptures daily. When Paul preached the good news to those Jews, they compared his words with their knowledge of the Scriptures. The result? Many were convinced that he was teaching the truth, and they became believers. Acts 17, 10-12. This shows that daily reading of the Bible promotes strong faith in Jehovah. Such faith, the assured expectation of things hoped for, is vital if we are to survive into God's new world. Hebrews 11:1. Paragraph 17 and 18, Question A. How does strong faith and love protect a Christian's figurative heart? Question B. How does hope protect us from danger? For good reason, Paul wrote, "As for us who belong to the day, let us keep our senses and have on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation." 1 Thessalonians 5:8. A soldier's heart needs protection from the enemy. Similarly, a Christian's figurative heart requires shielding from the power of sin. What happens when a servant of Jehovah couples strong faith in God's promises with love for him and for fellow humans? Such a servant puts on a spiritual breastplate of the highest quality. It is unlikely that he will do anything to lose God's favor. Paul also mentioned a helmet, the hope of salvation. Without protecting his head, a soldier in Bible times could easily lose his life in battle. But with a good helmet, he could survive blows to the head without suffering serious injury. We build hope in Jehovah's saving acts by studying His Word. Strong hope enables us to resist apostates and their gangrenous, empty speeches. Our hope will also strengthen us to say no to those who would lead us into conduct condemned by Jehovah. A key to survival. Paragraphs 19 and 20, Question. Why do we highly esteem God's Word, and how do we show our appreciation for it? The deeper we get into the time of the end, the greater our need to rely on Jehovah's Word. The counsel we draw from it helps us to correct bad habits and to control our sinful tendencies. With its encouragement and comfort, we will pass the tests that Satan and his world bring on us. With the guidance Jehovah provides in His Word, we will stay on the road to life. The following is supplementary information. Jehovah gives me just what I need. A young Christian sister wrote, "Of all the loving reminders Jehovah gives us, those urging us to read the Bible daily have had the greatest influence on my life. I began reading the Bible in my last year of high school, and it took me about 2 years to read it completely. During that time, I found in Jehovah's Word everything I needed to decide what to do with my life. Now I am reading through the Bible for the second time, but it seems that I am reading things I never saw before. Reading the Bible is as exciting now as it was the first time, if not more so. I am amazed at Jehovah's ability to give me just what I need." Returning to the article, Recall that God's will is that all sorts of men should be saved. Jehovah's servants are among all sorts of men. So are those whom we might help through our preaching and teaching work. But all who wish to attain to salvation must gain an accurate knowledge of truth. 1 Timothy 2:4. Thus, surviving the last days goes hand in glove with reading the Bible and applying its inspired instructions. Yes, our daily Bible reading shows how highly we esteem Jehovah's precious word of truth. After listening to this article, can you recall? How will reading in an undertone benefit you? How can you build a reserve of scriptural points that you can use to help others? Careful reading of the Bible gives you what protection? End of article.